Good morning. Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited that you're here. Very excited that I'm here. It's always a good thing when we're given even one more day to try to go out there and do something with our time to make a difference somehow, some way, whatever the case may be. I try every day to just find something to really connect with and something to find that resonates some degree of truth. And I certainly appreciate Paul and all the guys there in Poker Face. They're doing some good stuff. Because I have sort of been on the commercial side of things for a long time, 14 years in radio and played music probably just as long, I'm well aware of the hardships that go into sort of having a band or anything that you do and trying to jump through all the hoops. And there's something to that that the people probably don't realize unless you've seen it. I mean, if you are a band that's up and coming, what pretty much happens is a record company will sign you, okay? And they'll promise you a lot of things. And basically, you sign your life away and a lot of your rights as an artist because you're an unproven artist. And anyway, they'll give you a shot to a certain degree. But every record company goes into the to the fiscal year counting on a huge majority of the bands that they sign being a tax write-off for them. They show that it's taken a loss, even if they've not devoted a whole lot of effort, energy, and certainly finances to the whole operation. They view it as an opportunity to make some money or save some money. So they do that intentionally, setting bands up to fail, saying, look, we're going to give you very, very little. If you do something, well, maybe you can get a little more. But for the most part, they count on the fact that we won't market this, we won't produce this, we won't really do much. But sometimes they do, and basically they would contact a radio station and do various things. And sometimes various record labels and various corporate-owned radio stations love to, break the law. It's a thing called payola plugola, and it's basically getting paid off to play certain things. And that of course, is not legal, but it does still happen in various forms. There are ways to couch it, ways to disguise it, but it does still happen, and it's a real tragedy because that means that when you look at the people who are on the top of the music charts, for the most part, and the ones who stay there for a very, very long time, and when you hear some of these songs, you're like, what? How can that sell, 85 billion copies of that CD? It's trash. It just doesn't make any sense. And you can doubt your own taste in music or doubt the majority of America's taste in music too. It's just one of those things though that it's not just there by the it's not just there on its own merits. It's a huge marketing push, and it just goes with anything else. It's like Paul had even said, it's programming. It's just that's how everything is marketed to you, and everything is marketed to you to a certain degree, but it is what it is, and it's vital that we understand it, see through it, and really try to expose it for what it is. But that's why it's also important to stand on your own two feet. And here you've got the guys in Poker Face. They're putting out the music they want, when they want, and in the manner that they want. And I applaud that. I think anybody who's doing something on their own it should always be supported and upheld. And we certainly appreciate them and hope you guys are doing what you can to get the word out about them and everything else. And I also think it's important that you interact with us. So I'm going to wake up Thomas. And, of course, we can take some calls if you're interested. Open lines this hour, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And go ahead and maybe there's an issue that's irking you. Maybe some things that you want to provide some insight on. Maybe you want to comment on a past show or a past guest and didn't get the chance to get through. You're more than welcome to do so now. Open lines if you want them here at Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes. With more show. Excuse me.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights features featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. It's our third hour already here at Frankly Speaking Radio. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to those listening online at republicbroadcasting.org as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. I mentioned at the beginning of the show about the chemtrails. Of course, they were in full effect here today in northwest Arkansas. And, you know, they usually are almost all the time. But there was a respite of a couple of days where it was kind of a nice thing. Kind of enjoyed it. But they're back today. And the same day, of course, that a program airs on Discovery Channel talking about chemtrails, and the same time that a story comes out at HamptonRoads.com today about chemtrails, or I should say non-chemtrails. Here's what they have to say. You can take it for what it's worth. I've done debates on the show, and it's something we can do. I don't really see a lot to it. I think that it's probably very entertaining for the listener, but what good is accomplished, really? I'm not somebody that thrives on conflict. I'm not somebody that needs to, argue with somebody. And I think that if I'd set up these types of ambush interviews, Well, gosh, I wouldn't have too many interviews available to me anymore in the future. But I have, of course, argued certain points with people and debated, and usually get a certain amount of truth that comes out of the answers that they give. But you have to know how to listen. You have to know how to hear what they're saying specifically, if that makes any sense. Anyway, so, you know, for the most part, I like to find people that I can learn something from. And sometimes they're on the other side of the fence. Sometimes they're right here on our side with almost all the issues. But this is a story that would seek to make you feel like a fool, and me and all the other people out there who believe in chemtrails, because it's irrefutable in my mind. But here is what the other side is saying about such things, okay? So, again, today, HamptonRoads.com. It says, the conspiracy, those wise to it suspect, was hatched by the government, probably in a building like those at NASA Langley Research Center, down a predictably nondescript hallway by a scientist eyeing the world's atmosphere through powerful satellites. Pat Minnis sat at his desk last week, his eyes skittering after the cursor on a huge panel computer screen. He zoomed in on a recent day at a certain time and then clicked to a different satellite angle to look at the clouds. Minnis is a senior research scientist at Langley, where he studies the atmosphere. His satellite tracking, analysis, and explorations over the last 15 years have made him a top expert in cirrus clouds and contrails, the wispy lines formed in the sky by aircraft exhaust. Therein, often to Minnis's amusement, lie the seeds of conspiracy. Some people look at contrails and instead see chemtrails, telltale marks of something suspicious. So he's amused by this. Like I said, this is probably going to infuriate you. Don't take it personal. This is just the powers that be seeding their disinformation, much like they spray chemtrails everywhere. Yeah, see, I got my shot in there. All right, here's what he has to say. Quote, there are tanker planes leaving airline terminals all over the country every day, end quote, said one person writing to counter Minnis's explanation that contrails are frozen water vapor. He said, quote, these planes are loaded with chemicals which they spray in the skies over heavily populated areas. Another wondered, quote, why do some planes fly by and the contrails disappear while others leave those long contrails that expand and stay? The strange thing, if you watch closely, is that it's the same planes making what looks to be some kind of grid, end quote. So these are great points, I think, right? Would you agree? Of course you would. Because they are good points. And guess what? They aren't countered necessarily in this piece. They certainly are countered as you would expect them to be right afterwards. It goes on to say, at 9 tonight, the Discovery Channel will explore the conspiracy behind chemical contrails, and they interviewed Minnis to shoot it full of holes. Okay, so the Discovery Channel interviewed Minnis to shoot the conspiracy theory full of holes. Does it sound like there might be leaning in a certain direction here? Not Discovery Channel, because if you watch that, it's not shot full of holes. But, you know, at the same time, you can watch it for yourself and engage it for yourself. It played twice today at 8 o'clock and then at midnight my time here in the Central Time Zone. So it was probably already on. If you missed it, I apologize, but, you know, I could probably record it and get it available to you if it's worth seeing. I haven't seen the whole thing. Like I said, I only caught the tail end, courtesy of Alistair calling me and filling me in that this was on. But it was interesting because I had already printed the story out, so I was going through it. And it says that Discovery Channel interviewed him to shoot the conspiracy theory full of holes, which he doesn't do necessarily in this story. It says, Minnis and NASA study contrails for the same reasons they study the clouds and the weather. NASA flies things, and if something affects the skies, they need to know how. During the course of his research, Minnis and associates have discovered that airplane contrails, the non-poisonous variety, see, just being a jerk, the author here of the story, says, actually, they create cirrus clouds on days when they wouldn't actually exist. Because of this, he calculates that cirrus cloud cover over the United States is increasing by 1% each decade. Basically saying that these chemtrails or contrails end up forming clouds or cloud cover, which is not contrary to anything we've said, but for some reason that's supposed to be a big point. Score point for Mr. Minnis. He's on top of it. I don't see it. It goes on. Minnis clicked around his website showing satellite photos of chalky white slashes blanketing the sky, covering in one shot the entire state of Kansas. What happens, he explained, is that when the airplane exhaust injects water into the already cold, moist atmosphere, ice crystals form and then grow. Such an explanation that contrails are innocently formed by commercial planes is enough to rile quote-unquote, the chemtrailers, as Minnis calls them. But some of the experiments he's been behind, those are like smacking a hornet's nest with a stick, and it goes on and on. But it's interesting because we'll talk about that. But let's go back just a sentence here. This idea that the exhaust, the moisture, okay, the water being ejected into the cold, moist atmosphere causes ice crystals to form and then grow. Then how come all the planes aren't doing it? And how come it doesn't matter? You know, you could say, well, it only happens on this kind of weather. I mean, honestly, if the weather conditions were the same, and that's when you saw the chemtrails, and I'll call them chemtrails because that's what they are, and you saw the chemtrails only when it was like, let's say, 85 or higher with a humidity of 90% or higher on days when there was little or no clouds, and, you know, certain things were happening with the jet stream. If the conditions were always the same, then you could make that argument. But the conditions are not always the same. And you could see planes flying up in the sky at the same altitude or around the same altitude, some leaving chemtrails and some not. So what does that mean? That some planes actually have exhaust and other planes just are gliding? They turn their engines off when they go over populated areas so they don't spit out the scary contrails that aren't anything to be feared? And again, the question that was raised in the article that was not addressed, how do you account for the fact that some contrails disappear and some do not? It's an excellent question. So the point that he's trying to make here, and again, it doesn't counter anything that we say, and in the Discovery Channel program, from what I saw, they kind of leave the question open-ended, saying that there are great bits of evidence on both sides of the argument. But the point is, here in this story, they try to poo-poo it away, and they even are kind of snide with some of the comments they make, and so on and so forth. So some of the experiments that this guy has done, this Pat Minnis character, he said that... they flew a DC-8 off the coast of Northern California in perfectly clear air and went round and round over the same area to make a racetrack pattern for Minnis and others to watch. They tracked the massive oval as it passed over Northern California, floated over the Sierra Nevada mountain range, and disappeared. Another time, a plane nicknamed the NASA Vomit Comet made a figure eight in the sky over the Texas coast. Minnis tracked the contrail for 14 hours as it oozed over the Gulf of Mexico, then across Florida, before it turned into an amorphous blob. He said, quote, "If you'd been sitting in a fishing boat down in the Gulf, you would have just thought this thing was a cirrus cloud," end quote. So in essence, what he's saying is that they're making clouds, which we know that they can do. That's no big surprise there. And we also know that the whole idea, whether you're saying these are innocent results of planes flying or you're saying they're intentionally trying to create clouds, the thing is called geoengineering. It's weather modification. It's global dimming. It's filtering out some of the sun's rays so that way the planet doesn't warm up too much. That's the theory. Or you could say that they keep the clouds so the planet stays warm in the wintertime. I don't know. Anyway, the point is it is weather modification without a doubt. Geoengineering, you can look it up. It's in textbooks in school. It's in all sorts of things. Well, really, just type in the term. You'll see it. But it goes on. It says, for the record, even though the government has planes and the government can make clouds, Minnis says, quote, "There is no real truth to weather modification that is not going on now. What we're able to do now is inadvertent," end quote. So he's just outright either just a dummy, which is very possible, folks. These scientific folks, they love to sort of put themselves up and really all they're doing is putting themselves into a little cubicle and preventing any new or real information from coming in. This guy says there's no real truth to weather modification that is not going on now, end quote. How does he know? How does anybody know? What he can say is, I'm not doing weather modification. He can speak for himself, but he's taking it upon himself to speak for everyone. All government agencies, all governments for that matter, and all private corporations, even though there are weather modification corporations that specialize in that. So this guy's just an outright liar or an idiot, or both. Minnis says he knows this is tantalizing stuff to some, and he grinned. A direct question from the chemtrailers, quote, "Is it true that contrails are really part of a soft-kill weapons program in which the government is spraying chemicals on its own people?" Minnis looks up, his mouth curls into a smile. He says, "Not that I know of." Then he pauses and adds, quote, "No comment," end quote. He laughs. Gosh, does that sound like a guy who's just innocently studying cloud patterns? Yeah, you gauge it for yourself, my friends. You can read it for yourself if you like, too. We'll be back here in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Well, we got the chemtrail story out of the way, which I think is very intriguing because there's evidence and evidence and evidence about weather modification programs. And, of course, the quote-unquote expert who's quote-unquote hired to shoot holes in the theory, the conspiracy theory, is, in effect, himself completely either out of the loop or just an outright liar. I'm leaning more towards the liar side of things. But again, you know, people can joke, oh, it's a big conspiracy, ha-ha. But what if it was? Right? What if it was a conspiracy? What if there were people involved? What if the agenda was, you know, some sort of slow-acting biological weapon, much like we talked about the genetically modified foods yesterday? It's kind of the same thing, honestly. Either way, the point is you have at your disposal the means to protect yourself, so therefore it doesn't matter and it shouldn't infuriate you when you're being lied to. I just shake it off. Like I said, people are free to think whatever they think, and it doesn't really faze me too much. But you're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts on this or any issue, honestly. 800-313-9443, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Open lines if you want them. Let's go to Steve in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. It sounds like you didn't believe the government's story about the chemtrails.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, I like the new one, the new saying going around, who do you believe, your neighbor or your government?
That's
now, back in 1988, I was renting some houses to college students, and I had this one brilliant microbiologist. His name was Fred Woodley. And he told me about this story of how he was his class or whatever was, after the year 2000, they were going to try to reduce the world's population. And I said, well, how are they going to do that? He says, well, we're going to do aerial spraying. I said, well, how does that tell me about it? Mm-hmm. And he says, well, he says, we're going to release this thing called the bird flu. He says, but we know that the bird flu will take hold real well over in Asia and the poorer countries of the world because the nutrition and everything, the human body can withstand this bird flu. But what we're going to do is we're going to spray the air with this aerial spraying. He says, the people will notice it, but they won't, in other words, they'll believe the government more than they'll believe their own eyes. What he said was that, I said, where did you learn about this chemical spraying? Well, how do you know to make this formula? Because he says, not only will it make the people sick with the low level, chest and sinus infection, but that it'll also make, the people complacent so that they won't care. In other words, that if you get a little cut on your finger or you won't care about it as much as you normally would have, or if the government changes the laws, you just won't care as much that it's happening. I said, Fred, how do you know such a substance exists? He says, Steve, he says, back in the early 60s, now I'm going to say the Dover Air Force Base, but I don't know for sure. I can't remember what it was. It was an Air Force base where in the early 60s, when the jet airplanes first came out, there was a training school there of real elite military personnel. And at the same time, this same Ford had all these modern jets, which were newly developed, but they were trying to, you know, they had the kerosene or rocket fuel or whatever they normally burn in there, but they were adding different substances to try to get more miles per gallon and try different substances as fuel to see if they could get more horsepower and this and that out of it. And they were running a fuel additive that was very close to the normal petroleum type, but it had chemicals added to it. And they ran this fuel for, I don't know, 6 months to a year. Well, during the same time that they were running this jet fuel, they noticed that the troops that were graduating, the graduating classes that were at this Air Force base, their performance tests were the lowest ever. And they went in there and they replaced the generals and colonels and tried to get this esprit de corps back up, try to get the math and all the grades and get it back to normal because they've been graduating students from this class all the time. And they've been graduating dummies for the last year. Well, somebody came up and they noticed that at sick call with all these troops, they all had this low level lung infection, sinus infection. And they put that together with the fact that these troops weren't motivated anymore and they had a hard time thinking and concentrating.
Wow.
And they came back and said it was that jet fuel additive, so they stopped using it.
Let me hold you over here, Steve, because
this one better, huh?
Well, yeah, this is fantastic. Well, this gels with history, honestly. Because, again, folks, if you've looked at the projects, which are not secret anymore, Project 112, Project Shad, Operation Big City. These are all chemical weapons tests on American military by the American government or the American people. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. It's Friday morning, and we're chatting with you. Open lines, if you'd like, 800-313-9443. Keep in mind, this hour is being brought to you by the Survival Center, your one-stop shop for all things preparedness-minded. The Survival Center is anything you could possibly want or need to get ready for whatever might come. You can call them at 800-321-2900. That's toll-free, of course. Or you can visit them online, also for free. www.survivalcenter.com. Make sure you request their catalog in their book, Basic Preparedness. It is a great sort of introduction to a lot of the stuff that you probably know very, very well. But, you know, we all have people we like, care about, and would like to enlighten, surely. We're getting some enlightenment here from you guys in our open line portion of the program. Steve in Pennsylvania, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
The government was, it turned out, it wasn't intentional, but the government found out that their jet fuel additive were making the troops sick, low-level sinus and lung infection, and that it also made this esprit de corps go away. There was no motivation there, and the test scores were real low. As soon as they stopped using it, the test scores went back up, and the classes graduated at the normal level. Well, what Fred said was we're going to take that same basic same basic jet fuel that we were using, we're going to start using it again because he said, but he says we're going to throw all different kinds of stuff in there, junk DNA, blood goblets, all kinds of trash in there. And he said, because even if the people do get lung infections from this and they go to the doctor will say, oh, yeah, you have a lung infection. He'll treat it down so far that the that it seems like you're over it, but the doctor never looks close enough. He said this, and he was a biologist, and he said it in a way that I can't explain it to you. But the lung infection really never truly goes away. It's always there. And he said, this is what we're going to use to weaken the people's immune system so that when we release the bird flu, it'll kill hundreds of, you know, thousands of or millions more people than it would have normally. Because most people, if they get sick or they get a cut on their finger or something, their immune system goes to work and it takes care of that infection. But what happens is after the infection's over with, the human body's miraculous and it regenerates, that immune system pops right back up to normal. But he says, what we're going to do, because we don't want that to happen when we release the bird flu, we're going to do the chemtrails. And what this will do, this will keep pulling at their immune system and pulling at it, and by ever so little, just tugging, eating away at it. And by doing this, their immune system will be depleted and never have a chance to recuperate. And then when the bird flu comes, it'll really take hold because normally it wouldn't. I said, well, what other kinds of stuff are you adding to it? He says, well, we're adding... He named some chemicals. I said, what are those chemicals for? He says, they're for weather manipulation. I said, so you mean this stuff that you're spraying in the air, you can, he said, he didn't say that they could make a hurricane, but he said if they saw the hurricane, if the stuff was already in the air and they saw the hurricane coming, that there was a way of using the chemicals, the actual chemicals that are in the air to, you know, make it spin faster and to steer it. So anyway, I said, well, I said, you know, I really, oh, the other thing he said was that it's detrimental to plant life and animal life. And I really didn't, you know, kind of believe him or anything like that. I said, Fred, I said, how do you know you're not going to overpoison the people? And he says, what do you mean? I said, well, you can't just go up there spraying stuff around. I says, what if you make the people so sick that you know, a couple towns get so badly fumigated that they do know what caused it? He says, oh, no, no. He says, we're going to use the Veterans Administration all around the United States. He says, when the veterans come in, we check their health every 6 months or so, and people are going to report sinus and lung infections, and we're going to track this to make sure that we could keep our to make sure that we keep our spraying at a level where it won't be too obvious. So I said, well, I said, that sounds real smart. And then what else? I have it written down here. Okay, well, that's basically it.
That's amazing.
There was an antidote. I said, well, what about my phone's beeping because the battery's going dead.
Oh, okay.
But I said, that's what's annoying me. But I said, what about the other people that are around here? We're going to get sprayed at this university. He says, oh, yeah. I said, well, you can't be spraying your own professors and the people that set this whole thing up. He said, well, there's an antidote. He says, in our, you know, these tanks of air where, like, once every 3 months, the people that know, the Illuminated, he called them, the people that know what's going on, he was part of the Illuminati, he said they can go in and request, you know, to be hooked up to an air tank. All it is a tube coming out of a tank going to a mask, and you just sit there and you breathe this air for about, I don't know, 5 to 15 minutes, and you only have to do it once every 3 months, and he says it won't affect you. Now, whether or not it was simply an air mixture with colloidal silver in it, I don't know. But that thing kind of rings a bell a little bit.
It's very interesting. Now, when did you get this information?
It was in 1988. I'll tell you, I was so shocked I would have never remembered it, Frank. He told me a lot of things, in which I've written books about it.
Wow.
but I'm all out of books. I didn't ever charge anybody for them, and I'm kind of broke now. But anyway, he told me about the anthrax attacks, and that's the book that I wrote. It was called Anthraxed. And the Power Hour got a bunch of them. Alex Jones got a bunch of them. But I can't get the I know who did the anthrax attacks, but I can't get anybody act on it because it's basically hearsay. When he told me all this, I was so, you know, after a while I had to believe him. I mean, because it just, he wouldn't change his story. And he laughed about it. I mean, he wants to be known as the guy that killed the most people in the world. In other words, his most famous guy was this Alexander Crowley. What was that guy's name, Crowley?
Oh, Aleister.
Aleister Crowley, yeah. Well, he wanted to be the new Aleister Crowley. And but he won't be recognized until after this is all over, which is coming up real soon. He talked about the United States capturing the oil fields in the Middle East, and I believe for the agenda in Iraq, I believe we are going to attack Iraq. What Dr. Woodley told me in 1988 was that they're going to wait till the bird flu becomes so severe, okay, that neither Russia nor China will be willing to risk the loss of any more troops.
Wow.
That when we, well, and our guys are going to have the antidote. They didn't do this without an antidote. There is an antidote, but don't go getting a flu shot because it ain't going to help you. They're not bringing out any antidote till the whole thing's over with.
You know, that's really interesting, Steve, on a number of levels, and I guess we'll have to wait and see if it bears out in that fashion, but I will say this. Glenn Parnham, who was on the program Monday evening, he and I spoke a while back, and he said that the U.S. military is snatching up that super silver with a fierceness. They're buying huge amounts of it. So, you know, there might be something to that.
Yes, I spoke to Dr. Deagle, and right now I haven't been able to get in contact with him here lately, but I would like to try, because I have a lung and sinus infection myself that, yeah, I've been treating it for 6 months, and I did the same thing. I went down to the VA. Oh, yeah, well, you know, when they looked at me, I went down for something different, but they actually they had to put that dye in me and do a, is it called a CAT scan of my head? And they found that all my sinuses were completely blocked, you know, completely. And they said, oh, no, another one, you know. And I said, well, what do I do about it? And they said, well, here, you know, you have to use these nasal drops for the next year and a half. It's been about a year and a half now, and I can breathe out of my nose. But, you know, and people, I don't know, you know, my doctor, who doesn't know any better, he's a good guy, my civilian. My civilian doctor, he says, oh, he says, Steve, he says, it's just the pine trees there in Pennsylvania. You know, you have an allergy, that's all. I said, you know, Dr. Anderson, I said, you know, for 54 years I never had an allergy. Why would I have an allergy now? Oh, he says, a lot of people have them, you know. Anyway, it's just a shame. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't, you know, this plot that they had, you know, 9/11 happened so that we could get over and put the bases in over in Iraq, and we're doing it. The anthrax was put in the mail so that we lose all our liberties, and the American people got suckered into it, and they're doing it. It's a big plot that was planned, and it's just going down the road, boom, 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 boom. Nobody can stand up to these people. And, you know, I try to tell the people the truth, but, you know, I don't even, you know, there's no way that Fred could have told me this back in 1988. When he told me that, he scared me so bad that either I'd go, after talking to him, I'd either go in the bedroom and actually fall down on my knees and pray that God would allow, because he told me this isn't going to happen for another 15 to 20 years. And I prayed that I could remember this. You know, I asked for God's help to give me the ability to remember this so that I could tell and warn the American people. And other times I'd cut the conversation short with him because I just want to punch him in the mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, one time I almost did, Frank. One time I almost said, well, I rented to this guy for 3 years, and he always paid his rent. He had the most beautiful smile. He never caused any trouble. And then he when all the other kids that were with him left and graduated and stuff, he graduated too. But he had agreed to teach his class for his professor, and he had to stay in the house for another 3 more weeks. Well, I said, Fred, I don't rent these houses by the week. You know, I rent it by the semester. You know, either you rent it for the year or you rent it for the semester or you're not here. And he says, oh, but I've always paid you. I said, so I felt sorry for him. I said, well, look, I bought this real small house right by the university. I said, it's only half a block from the university. I said, I do have one extra bedroom. I said, I won't even charge you for being in the house. I said, come on in. You know, you've been good to me. I ain't even going to charge you rent. Boy, that no good deed goes unpunished. What, you know, as soon as he got in, within the first week that he was there, he'd run through the house, and what he was hollering was exactly what was written on those anthrax letters. He'd run through the house, and he'd holler, death to Israel, death to America, Allah is great, Allah is great. And I told him not to do it. I said, Fred, if you ever, you know, because this has got annoying. And then every time I'd run into him or see him, I'd say, hi, Fred. And instead of saying hi, he wouldn't say hi. He'd say Allah, like, almost like hello, but it would be like Allah, 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 you know. And then pretty soon I did catch him one time saying, you know, death to America, death to Israel, Allah is great. And I'll tell you what, I got him by the hair, Marine Corps style, pulled his head back, just about ready to lay my fist right down his pearly whites. And I could actually still remember, I knew the damage I would do, and I knew he would have sued me. But boy, I'll tell you what, if I'd had to do it over again, maybe I should have done it. I don't know. But, well, thanks for listening, and I'll tell you what, who are you going to believe, your government or your neighbor?
Well, I treat everything with a healthy amount of skepticism. I think everything is possible, but some things are certainly more probable than others. And, you know, everything that you're saying gels with what's happening now. It also gels with, again, history. When you look at all those different biological and chemical weapons tests that were done in the past. So, you know, it is what it is. And I'm not somebody that's afraid of the truth. The truth might be scary, as you mentioned. Sometimes it just makes you want to fall down on your knees and pray. Pray for protection, pray for guidance, whatever the case may be. But you know, you want some sort of comfort, and the truth can be shocking. But at the same time, man, look at what you've done. You know, you didn't punch him out, but you kept the information, you retained it, and you're sharing it again. And
with
certainly
God's help, I did.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Well, you heard it from Super Bowl Steve. So,
all right.
Catch you later, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Steve. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. Well, folks, like I said, take it for what it's worth. Steve, if you're still listening, man, I think for your sinus problem, you should probably give Colonel Joe a call. You probably have heard of him. If you have not, we'll have him back on. It's been too long since we've had him on anyway. But certainly with the guests that you've heard on this show, none of this stuff should affect you, my friends. There should be ways around every single bit of it. And we won't know. Because obviously he was talking about 1988, and here we are quite a ways later, 20 years almost. And who knows what sort of methodologies or sort of different things they perfected in that amount of time. But there's never an issue that pops up that doesn't have a solution of some sort. So let's make sure that we always keep that in mind. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the show.
Man, I feel sorry for that previous caller. I used to go through what he went through with his sinuses and upper respiratory, and I've got the cure because I use it myself. You go to a website called Cliff Scott, SCOTT.com. You buy a bottle of oregano. Comes in a 1 ounce bottle. You cut 3 parts of olive oil to 1 part of that oil of oregano, put a half a dropper full of that under your tongue about 4 times a day, and you will not believe the amount of stuff you'll cough out of your lungs and your sinuses. And I guarantee you, this man won't sound like this next week. I guarantee you that.
Okay.
And he was right on the money on all this chemtrail stuff. It drags the immune system down. Now, one of the two best experts on chemtrails in the country, one of them is a Dr. Mike Castle. I know him. He's a personal friend of mine. Another guy is called Cliff Carnicom. He has a website called Carnicom.com. CliffCarnicom.com, I believe it is. You can Google him and you'll find him. He's got the best chemtrail site in the country. And I'll tell you two more funny stories, too. About 5 or 6 years ago, I got an anonymous email through the mail of an airline mechanic that crawled into the belly of a plane. He's, I got to talk to you after the break. I hear the music.
Yes, you do. Folks, stay with us. Our open line edition of Frankly Speaking Radio continues in 3 minutes. Keep in mind our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stick around. We're back in 3 minutes.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Coming down the mountain.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're taking your calls. Let's get back to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the show.
Anyway, this plane mechanic, he don't normally work on these systems, but he was crawling around in the belly. He noticed all this piping and valves and extra tanks and hoses going to little nozzles on the wing trailing edges. And these things were apparently operated on and off by satellite control. And he lost his job over that because he started talking about it and asking too many questions. And now as far as those pretty pink sunsets you see, that's definitely a barium signature on sunlight refracting through the atmosphere. That is a barium signature, period, amen. Yep. And it is dragging the immune system down. And this bird flu that they're coming up with is not going to be normal bird flu. It's going to be weaponized bird flu. And you know something? I got a gut feeling, and I think I'm right so far because my little experiment with the oregano oil, homeopathics are going to be a countermeasure against weaponized stuff that they're cooking up in the labs. All these new antibiotics and strain-resistant antibiotics and all this other stuff ain't going to work on what they're going to turn loose on us. Mm. And that's the way it's going to go. And now I'm a hang glider pilot. I know about clouds. I jump off of perfectly good mountains with a pair of wings and soar with the eagles. Now, chemtrail clouds have got no vertical definition to them. They're flat as a pancake on the top and the bottom. Okay, and they spread out, and they are perfectly flat. They've got no vertical to them. You can tell the difference between that. And then if you go to a parking lot with high-intensity lighting in it, you can see a ball of glowing. It's kind of like a puff ball on a dandelion right before all the seeds fly off of it. Mm-hmm. And that's the light reflecting off the barium sulfate that's floating in the air. And those things are nanoparticle size. They're electrostatically charged, and they don't fall to Earth. So there's something the average person can start watching for, and you can start seeing this. And, I got to tell you a little, one more story, and then I'll get off. I've been on too long. The talk show host, gentleman before you. I'm having a senior moment right now. Anyway, well, Rick I'm Adams. 65, and I'm entitled to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have put up a special mailbox and a special web address, and I will answer any questions that anyone might have on survival, and I've got a survival list that I'll email out to anybody, and I'm going to give you that web address. It is Greybeard, Greybeard 42 at bellsouth.net. That's Greybeard 42 at bellsouth.net.
Okay.
And I'll let you go.
Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate it. Folks, we'll be back here in about 90 seconds with the conclusion, meaning final hour. Please stay with us.